Escambia County has a water quality lab that each year they do hundreds of water quality samples and analyze them that will feed information to the estuary program.
The program covers a pair of bays, Pensacola and Perdido. Daryl Boudreau, a watershed expert with the Nature Conservancy, says the money is the result of more than 5 years of work.
And then last summer, EPA put out a request for proposals, and we actually had three estuary programs in the panhandle apply. The Pensacola Perdido Group, the Choctahatchee Bay Group, and the St. Andrew St. Joe. In December, EPA notified the Pensacola Perdido Group that they won.
An estuary is a partially enclosed coastal body of brackish water with one or more rivers or streams flowing into it, with a free connection to the open sea. Estuaries form a salt and freshwater transition zone between river and maritime environments.
The Gulf Coast Restoration Council, comprised of six federal agencies in all five Gulf states, in their first round of projects, they identified an opportunity for EPA to stand up a new estuary program in Florida, Panhandle, which is based on EPA's National Estuary Program model.
The four-year grant is being funded by money from the BP oil spill settlement and Restore Act, specifically the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council, aka Restore Pot 2.
It is a locally driven, non-regulatory program that brings together governments at all levels, local, state, and federal, university systems, NGOs, citizens. What they do is identify the most important problems to fix and then the projects that will have the greatest return in solving them.
Setting up the estuary program will begin, says Boudreau, with hiring an executive director, lead scientist, and a grants director.
And that team will work with the local governments in the area, so Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, Baldwin County, Alabama, City of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Orange Beach, Alabama. They will come together and form the policy board, which is very similar to a county commission.
Escambia County is the host agency for the estuary program during the EPA grant period, so we will be working as the administrative agent.
Matt Posner is Restore Program Manager for Escambia County.
But it'll have its own staff independent of the county that will report to the policy board.
Work to set up an estuary in the Panhandle is no new project. Posner says talks have been going on well before the Deepwater Horizon explosion in 2010 among local leaders and activists on how to improve the environmental conditions of the two bays.
And they landed on the estuary program. This has been a push to the Restoration Council, State of Florida, State of Alabama, for many years to push developing the estuary program here. It's coming to fruition after many years of work by a lot of people.
Besides clean water and a healthy environment, Posner also points to the economic benefits of an estuary, especially for tourism and the seafood industry.
Any action that we take to improve the conditions of our waterways, be that inland or out in the Gulf, that lends itself to improve conditions to generate additional tourism revenue for the seafood industry to promote growth and production of critical fisheries.
And the initial $2 million grant is not the end-all be-all. The Nature Conservancy's Daryl Boudreau expects Uncle Sam and others to chip in for the program.
We held several workshops where the Tampa Bay NEP executive director and a Pinellas County commissioner came up. And one of the points that they brought up, that for every dollar put into the program, they're getting a return of $10 from outside sources, the state, the federal government.
More information about the Gulf of Mexico program can be found at epa.gov/Gulf of Mexico. More about the Pensacola and Perdido Bays Estuary Program is at myescambia.com/estuary program. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.